This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go. A little power ranking in the NFL. Let's start us off, BT. Good job, Hop, with that. I like it.
I love this song. A little snap.
Spice it up a little bit with some power ranking. So I think last time we did this weeks ago before the baseball playoffs took a prominent role, obviously, on our show, we started going five down, right?
Yes.
Okay, so number five for you is?
It's the Commanders. The Commanders are a legitimate team. I think they're the second best team in the NFC. Their quarterback's playing at an MVP level. He has injected the entire fan base and franchise with belief. And listen, they're going to win this division. I mean, obviously, you have to look at Philly, but Dallas is cooked. Giants aren't relevant here. I think they're better coached maybe than some people thought. I got the Commanders at number five.
Yeah, I like the Commanders coming into the year. I think ultimately, like, Dan Quinn has proven to be a solid coach, but he's not the reason. And by the way, all this talk about, oh, Jaden Daniels, it's not just one player. It's a lot of things that have gone on there in Washington that can add up to this. They did not make my list. They were on the outside looking in. I'm going to surprise you with number five. I'm going the Chargers. And when I do these rankings, now that's the beauty of them. You can pick them however you want. I'm projecting out. I left the Steelers out as well. I know the Steelers beat the Chargers, but I think with Herbert now starting to emerge and get healthy, the Chargers are on the rise, and they are a dangerous team. And Pittsburgh 6-2, Chargers 5-3. Now, I think the Chargers project to have a better record. I think the AFC is far superior to the NFC. You'll see that in my rankings here. But number five for me, and by the way, if I were ranking, I would probably still, and I hate Philadelphia and Sirianni. And, I shouldn't say I hate him, but I'm not a fan of Sirianni as the head coach. But the Eagles, to me, are still more dangerous than Washington, who is playing a little above their heads right now, and at some point will have their comeuppance. I mean, they could have lost two games to the Giants. So if I had a rank, I'd rank Philly over Washington. But for this, I'm going the Chargers number five.
You know what's interesting about that, where, you know, we talk about the Harbaugh effect, and obviously Herbert, they're letting him loose a little bit more, and anywhere Harbaugh goes, he brings Greg Roman, which obviously has the big impact in the run game. It's happened everywhere he's been. They're playing some sneaky good defense, too. Yep. So I they're not on my list. But I might regret that omission in a week or two. I wouldn't be surprised if they pop it at some point. I have the Bills at number four. Now, the Bills have four straight wins. They're playing well. They picked up Amari Cooper, scored a touchdown right away. And I know Kansas City's undefeated, but when you, and I believe in them big time, but when you look at the Bills' path to the AFC East, I mean, I think the Bills have the easiest path to clinch a division, and obviously, you know, you got to stay healthy, but they're playing for a high seed, and I know McDermott is not viewed up there as a great coach, but they've got continuity, they've got a great quarterback, that's not exactly breaking news, they can run a little bit, the Bills to me are very dangerous, I like them, they're better than I thought they'd be, thought they lost some defensive pieces, but they've adjusted. I got Buffalo number four.
I also have the Bills at number four here, for a lot of the reasons you just said. I mean, look, they're undefeated at home, they're 3-0 in the division. I don't care how bad the division is. Those are important things, especially when I'm looking at the power rankings. And in a very difficult conference, they're 5-2. The Bills have played solid football. They could do it a little bit of defense. They could do it running the football now, which is a nice element. And you mentioned adding Cooper, Josh Allen, a stud quarterback. Ideally, they should be higher. The Bills are going to want to go out there and compete and win a Super Bowl. I don't think they're there yet. I do have them at number four.
Okay, let's move to number three. I've got the Ravens here. Now, To me, they've got pretty much everything going for them, because what they bring to the table offensively, unlike some of the best teams in the NFL, that ground game is going to be there in snow and wind and rain and whatever it is. So that's going to be there all the way through January. They've got a great quarterback. They're very well coached. You know that they average 181 yards rushing a game? It's insane, dude. So to me, I don't know that there's an NFL team that creates the mismatches offensively as much as the Ravens do. And, I mean, Baltimore's, they're just one of those franchises that even when they lose a piece and you worry about them, they always seem to regenerate and restock. Ravens are legit. They could win the Super Bowl.
I have Baltimore at number two on my list. So I have Kansas City at number three. And I get you got to pay them the respect. They're the champs. They're 8-0. They're undefeated. Yeah. But, man, at some point, BT, they're going to get it. Like, they're playing with fire. And, again, they just keep winning. And until Mahomes actually gets beat in a big spot, I get that you have to side with them. But my gut feel, more powerful team right now than Kansas City is the Baltimore Ravens. And I have them at number three. I have the Chiefs at number three. For all the reasons you just mentioned about Baltimore, yep, is why I have them a little bit higher. But I have the Chiefs at number three. And we probably have the same top three, but obviously a different order here. Kansas City's great, but I think two teams are in front of them. And I'll go with number two, Baltimore. And look, the coach is there. The running attack is there. They have the weapons offensively in the passing game now to complement that as well. Lamar Jackson, MVP type season yet again. Until they do it in the postseason, it's tough to put them ahead of Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But maybe this is the year. And based on what we've seen so far through the first 9 weeks, I'm going to have Baltimore ahead of Kansas City at number two.
Interesting. I'll tell you why Kansas City is number one for me in a moment. Yeah, I got the Lions number two here. They're the best team in the NFC. To me, it's not even close. You know, Jared Goff is a guy who's protecting the ball and making plays. And, you know, whether you're 8 years old or 30, your job as a quarterback is to score points, get your team in the end zone. They do that. They've got, I love their blend of, and this goes down to their head coach and obviously their coordinator, who's going to be courted again as a head coach this offseason. They are very innovative. They're very much, I don't know if they're like ahead of some of the concepts that they run, but like they're just very innovative. So they like, and when you have an innovative offensive team, I think the tendency is to think, well, are they soft? Are they too finesse? No, because their coach is an absolute madman, and I think it's the perfect balance of toughness and the ability to spread you out a little bit and even run when you have to. So they have a great home field. Lions fans are like Jet fans and all the other teams who are starving. When you get a piece of meat, and they had it last year, and it continues, like it goes from a downtrodden fan base to rabid times a million. I got the Lions too, and the reason, Sal, I've got Kansas City number one. Now, I don't disagree that, you know, they're 8-0. I get that. And they did beat the Ravens. That matters. Mm-hmm. They did beat Cincy. Cincy's good, even though they've struggled. And they did win at the Chargers, which to me is a nice win. But the reason I put them 8-0, all right, they're 4-0 on the road, but not every 4-0 road mark is made evenly. Do you realize that they've already made three trips out west in eight games? They beat the Chargers, they beat the Niners, and they beat the Raiders. That is an arduous, travel schedule, man, and they still win. So, you know, it's not what it used to be where they're showing up and hanging 40-plus on you. And I don't think that they've got that capability to do it with any sort of frequency, with all due respect to Mahomes. But the road to 8-0, it's been a little grittier than maybe I expected. I got Kansas City number one.
Yeah, and you're paying them more respect. Maybe I should, and I have them third. I think the two best teams, most dominant teams, tough teams, physical teams, teams that could beat you up are Baltimore and Detroit, and that's why I have Detroit number one. And their win in Green Bay on the road in those conditions to me was as impressive as a win as you can have. Green Bay is very good. That division is good overall. The NFC North and the Lions are dominating it right now. You look at their plus-minus differential. They are the best in the league by far at 110. And it's not just the numbers, but you watch them play. You watch how they dominate. I'm with you with Campbell. I believe in him. He's got that balance. They were a team that had the pedigree a year ago. They're by far the best team in the NFC. As a matter of fact, they're the only team that I had in my top five power rankings in the NFC. It's Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City, the Bills, and then the Chargers. So that's it for me. Detroit far and away the best team. Maybe that plays into it too, a weaker conference.
Yeah.
But I have them for all the reasons that you mentioned number one, and I would put Baltimore just behind them with acknowledging the greatness and respecting Kansas City.
Sure.
It's still just my gut feel, and maybe it is the way that they win these dominant games at times where Kansas City hasn't done that yet, but that's why I'd have Detroit number one.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Yep.
Week 10, if I said, all right, Sal, you can choose your Super Bowl matchup, the most interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Who would you want to see play?
Not who I think, who I'd want to see.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, who you want to see is partially tied into who you think could get there. But yeah, a mixture.
That's a good question. I will say the other day as I was driving around just thinking about stuff, I want to root for the Lions. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great to have. Now, is that like the Super Bowl great appeal matchup? No, but I think I want to root for the Lions in it. I would probably go my top two teams, Detroit, Baltimore. I don't want to see Kansas City again.
I hear you.
You know?
I do.
Maybe the Bills. Maybe Detroit, Buffalo would be a good one.
Well, I have two for you. And the Lions are both of them. For the Lions to get there would be amazing for that city. So Lions, Bills, somebody's finally winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so that's incredibly intriguing to me. I think my second choice, or at least 1A, would be the Lions and the Ravens. Because you look at Lamar Jackson, and everybody knows he's amazing.
Yeah.
But to me, he's almost like, and you'll appreciate this because he was from our time growing up, he's almost like the Dominique Wilkins of the NFL. Dominique never cut through. Now, those Celtics teams were in his way. But I would have always been intrigued to see Dominique Wilkins play in the finals. And even to this day, as amazing as Dominique was, I feel like for those who didn't see him, and even some who did, I feel like they put Dominique's flash, which was, I mean, only second to Jordan in terms of dunking, over his substance. Dominique Wilkins was amazing. And I feel like some people still associate Lamar. He's a highlight guy. Hey, can you really win with him when you have to, when it's cold?
Well, he's failed in a postseason.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like to see him get that chance. Now, I don't know if he'd beat Detroit. I do think he would show up and show out. I'd like to see him have the opportunity. And it's odd as a Jets fan saying, I'd like to see the Bills get there. But that Lions-Bills, you know, all-time, you know, talk about brown paper bag matchup for all those fans for years, although the Bills have been good for a couple of years, you know what I mean. That would be great appeal. So Lions-Bills or Lions-Ravens, that's what I'd sign
up for. You're talking about the ultimate passionate fan bases for those teams.
Jeez.
That would be tremendous. Yeah, I'd be in for that. All right, there you go. A little power rankings, as we'll do every Thursday at 1:20 moving forward the rest of the season on the BT and Sal Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.